Hi, I'm Chirunandan Srinath and welcome to the Atom Big Cricket Podcast. I'm here joined with Maitreya to review the second one-day international. England thrashed India, dangerous Ben Stokes and Johnny Bairstow. England chased down 336 in just 43 overs and they leveled the series and the series decider to be played on Sunday tomorrow. So Maitreya, how are you feeling after this loss? England chased down 336. Just 43 overs.
Yes, sir. I felt like I knew before itself because when I was told to predict the series itself, I knew that England would fight back because they are the 2019 World Cup champions, and after all, they're very strong team, not just a ordinary team. Because we have seen that even though they have many injured players in their team because of them, but still. They found a way and somehow hit it because if you see, their middle order was a big concerning problem, if you see. But now they have somehow got in David Malan, Josh Butler, though hadn't performed, Ben Stokes took the responsibility. And then Livingstone, they had brought in, he also has played quite well. So they have somehow solved their problem and come back. So I really expected that comeback, not that, because I felt when India hit that total of 336, I felt India was a bit overconfident there. So in the beginning, they thought the batsman will hit like how they hit the last match. Like the first 15 overs, they thought they'll keep thrashing them and then they'll eventually go away. That's what India had felt. But this time they were proven wrong. So this time, instead of trying to take the wickets, I feel they should be giving more dot balls and putting the pressure. And as well as I feel, they have to somehow stop Bairstow in the beginning itself because Bairstow is a dangerous one, more than Jason Roy, because Jason Roy 55 only, but Bairstow, till he, if he wouldn't stop him, I think he would have hit a double century also. That way he played. So we have to find a way to stop Bairstow, and we have to find one person there who can take wickets in the middle over as well as slow it down. Instead of making them get a partnership there, he should take the wickets in the middle over so that the middle order will be finished, like how they did the last match. So I feel this match, England really performed well and they deserve to win, because although they had the pressure of after India 336, the full pressure was on them, but yet they somehow came and finished it. So I really expected that fight back from England and they have given it. So I feel India will really improve and come back the next match.
Yes, Maitreya, and if you noticed, in the recent past, I mean, the last year from 2020, India, they never tend to break the opening partnership since the New Zealand tour, and they didn't get any wickets in that New Zealand One Day International tour, and then afterwards, Australia, they got a very less wicket, Aaron Finch and David Warner looked good, and here also, Jason Roy and Bairstow, what a good partnership they're making so far. One-day internationals. What I think is India needs to find bowlers to actually get that starting wickets. And Bhuvneshwar Kumar can do it, and I would like him to actually just get that wickets. What I expect in the next match is maybe Natarajan to come in. I don't know in whose place, but if he comes in, because he has the ability to take wickets at the start, so I think someone like Natarajan can come in. But what do you think of this?
Yeah, that's a really good option, because if you see, the first match the bowlers perform well, but now they haven't performed well. So we need to look for a person to replace the bowler we feel really didn't perform well, because the first match and second match, I feel Kuldeep Yadav didn't perform well, because I feel there's full pressure on him, because after not playing these many days, these many matches he didn't play, and he's in between, he played one or two matches, again he's coming back. So we have to give him full confidence, but I feel he doesn't have that confidence and he's lacking that confidence and that courage. So I feel that's why he's not able to perform well. And we need to really, I feel, take Kuldeep Yadav out for the next match, because the past two matches he hasn't performed well. Though, like, he tried to be economical, that's not a problem. But in the last, like, in the first five overs, he tried to be economical in this match. But in the next five overs, he gave away a run. So that consistency should be there, and I feel if you take out a spinner, doesn't mean that you replace a spinner only. You can replace a fast bowler also. So if we looking that point of view, I feel we can put Natarajan in place of Kuldeep Yadav, because Natarajan can be a dead bowler for us as well as he can bowl in the beginning also. So I feel he can take those wickets in the beginning as well as bowl those death overs, so that in the death we don't give him many runs. So if that is the point of view, then I feel Natarajan should come in. But other bowlers, if you see Bhuvneshwar Kumar, I'm satisfied, because though England was really hitting very hard on India, he gave away only 63 runs. Even Prasad Krishna, he took 2 wickets and gave away only 58 runs. Like, his economy is just 5.8. So that's good. And then coming to Shardul Thakur, this match, he had economy 7.2. So it may not be his match, but in the last 3-4 matches, he has been really doing well. So we can still keep him. And then Kunal Pandya also, as a batsman, he has really done well. But as a bowler, he should really improve. Because the way he bowled in IPL, the same way he's not able to bowl in ODIs. Because in IPL, I feel it was a bit different for him. So coming to international level, I feel he also has some pressure. So I feel he has to work a little hard. And if he's again chosen, I feel he has to bowl really nicely. So that should be his goal. Because batting is in his way. Only bowling, he should make it come on track. So I feel he should work on his bowling, or else I feel everything else is fine.
And the thing to take from this point, the point we need to take from this match is that Hardik Pandya did never bowled. You know, they went with five bowlers. You know, they bowled entirely. I think that was a bad captaincy from Virat Kohli, because we have seen even in the T20 cricket, you can't adjust with five bowlers, and it's a one-day game, 50 overs, and I'm sure you can't adjust with five bowlers. You need some six bowling option. Yes, they don't want to take risk with Hardik Pandya. They don't want another injury, but Hardik Pandya needs to bowl at least, you know, 3-4 overs, 5 overs will be okay. And they got to do it in the next match, or bring in some bowler instead of a batsman. That's what they had to do. But I don't think the bringing a bowler instead of batsman is okay, but I think Hardik Pandya needs to at least bowl 4-5 overs. On this point, what would you like to tell Maitreya?
Yeah, Hardik Pandya really needs to bowl, because I feel he's really fit to bowl at least 4 overs. At least 4 overs he has to bowl, because keeping only 5 bowlers in ODI, because if you want all of them to bowl 50 overs, I feel it's really tough for them also. Because now if you see, the 3 bowlers had bowled away with 10 overs, and then only 2 bowlers are remaining. Shardul Thakur has bowled 7.0, Kunal Pandya 6. And I really feel Kunal Pandya is not a good dead bowler. So they kept him till the last. So I felt they really need a 6th bowler. And the 6th bowler cannot be a full bowler. He can be a batting all-rounder or bowling all-rounder. He should be an all-rounder, like Hardik Pandya also. Hardik Pandya is a correct role there. Jadeja, Hardik Pandya, those people. So since Hardik Pandya is on team, at least 4-5 overs are really required, because if only 5 bowlers are there, I feel there's a full pressure on the bowlers. And if one bowler is performing well, if one bowler is not performing well, he still has to bowl all the 10 overs just because there isn't a 6th bowler. So that should not be the case. See, because sometimes the bowlers may have a bad day. So we need to keep a 6th bowler in case the bowlers have a bad day. We should replace him, like he bowled 5 overs and he bowled 5 overs, like that. They should somehow adjust this. So this is not a way of approach. I feel they really have to get Hardik Pandya to bowl. If not, bring the 6th bowler there. That's a bit tough for them, because Hardik Pandya also hit the last few runs, very important runs. So we need him in the team. So for that, I feel we should allow Hardik Pandya to bowl at least 4-5 overs.
Right. So we'll talk about India's batting. Rohit Sharma and Dhawan, not a very good start. But then Virat Kohli and KL Rahul, they steadily played, quietly piling up runs. Virat 66 of 79 balls, not a very good strike rate. And then KL Rahul 108 of 140. Again, very attacking innings, but played some very good shots and got to his 5th one-day international 100. And then Rishabh Pant came in some classy shots, 77 of just 40 balls. And it is his highest one-day score until now. And then Hardik Pandya came in very good strike rate, 35 of 16 balls. And Kunal Pandya team contributed a little bit of runs. And then India took to 336 for six. And now when you look at England's bowling, Sam Curran, Rashid, Moeen Ali, Reece Topley were all good, economical. And Tom Curran, a little bit expensive, but a couple of wickets. So I think in the next match, maybe England need to replace Tom Curran. But if they feel that's okay, they can go because Rishabh Pant, only Rishabh Pant attacked him. And I think, yeah. And then England's batting, you know, they started very well. First 10 overs, they went with a run rate of 5. And then during this time, Jason Roy looked very good. He got to 55. And then 10 to 20 overs, they went to strike a run rate of 6.90. So Johnny Bairstow played attacking here. And then 20 to 31 overs, Ben Stokes attacked. So you look at their batting. Someone or other is attacking every time. You know, you see the where they take chances. First 10 overs, Jason Roy. Next 10 overs, Bairstow. In the next 10 overs, Stokes. So that's what their idea was. And but what do you reflect mistakes from India this time, Maitreya?
Yeah, so if you see the England batsmen, you know, for Indian start, if you see Rohit Sharma 25 and Shikhar Dhawan 4. But Shikhar Dhawan 4 of 17 balls. So they really started very slowly. It was Shikhar Dhawan was like a test match starting with us. But I felt he would take time and I feel he would cover up those runs and get back to the run rate. But he couldn't do that. He became out. And then Rohit Sharma was 25. I feel after Shikhar Dhawan became out, I feel he was a bit under pressure. So I feel that was such an innings under pressure. So I feel that's the reason 25-25, or else I feel he would have hit more. And then Virat Kohli, he hit 66 of 79. That's because of the pressure at that point of time, because both openers are out. So he started slowly and then he later on went to cover up and hit those runs. So we cannot say it's a bad innings. It's a important innings. He played a supportive innings and it's a really good innings at that point of time, along with KL Rahul also. So KL Rahul's 100 was really needed for India at that point of time. So he also played that good innings at that point of time. Played a bit slowly compared to either Bairstow or Jason Roy, Ben Stokes, because Rishabh Pant, the way Rishabh Pant played, Ben Stokes played that way. So according to this, I feel the England had started off like a T20, but as they said, as Ian Morgan said, that it was their style of playing, they had gone continued. So if they would have lost a wicket there, if they lost two wickets there like last time, the both openers would have gone, then it would be really tough and full pressure on Ben Stokes, David Malan and all. But since Bairstow continued and Ben Stokes also played really good innings, I feel that's the reason they won. They had a confidence there after Bairstow with the century and Ben Stokes is going very nicely in the innings. So we had to break that partnership and we couldn't find the right person to break the partnership. Just that Jason Roy was run out there. That was a really exceptional piece of fielding from Rohit Sharma. Other than that, no bowler could come to either Bairstow or Ben Stokes and make them out in the first few overs. So Bairstow got out at 36.1. At that time, he got out. And Ben Stokes got out at 35th. At that over, he got out. So till then, they both were batting very fluently. So we need a bowler who should break the partnership. That should be our approach now for this T20. Break the partnership of starting from the first station. Either break the partnership of Jason Roy and Johnny Bairstow. And then they should break the partnership of Johnny Bairstow and Ben Stokes. So these three, I feel, are the most dangerous now. Since Ian Morgan and Zambilings are gone, I feel they have made a really good adjustment there in the middle order. So bringing in David Malan and then Livingstone. So I feel this is the way they have to approach. And otherwise, it's really good. Just that Indians have started it slow and covered it up. But the England batsmen started it fast and continued to go that same way. So that's why they could finish off in just 43.3 overs. So I really loved seeing both the teams batting. But India has to start a bit more fast on a positive note. That's what they have to see. And Indian bowlers have to start to take a wicket there in the beginning itself and break partnership. Yeah. before it can build.
Yeah. So now, well, we'll talk about Ben Stokes. So first 50, he got it in 40 balls. First 50, 40 balls. And then 40, the next 49 in just 12 balls, man. 6-6-6-1-6-4-2-6-6-2-4 wicket. So you can see the way he batted, the way he attacked Kuldeep Yadav. How dangerous that does this look? England breaks some records here. Highest number of sixes in an inning and the third highest number of sixes in the match. And so India didn't do that for Moeen Ali and Adil Rashid. So do you think they should have attacked the spinners, India? So talk me on this.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So Indian spinners, you know, I feel they bowl more fuller and it's really easy to hit. Like Kuldeep Yadav and Chahal, they're easy to hit. But I feel Adil Rashid is a bit difficult because when you try to go for hitting Adil Rashid, I feel you either get caught near the boundary or you either get stumped or you get either get caught by the keeper. So Adil Rashid, you know, is a leg spinner and he bowls a bit different from either of the Indian spinners. So India should have that kind of spinner. Like even Moeen Ali, we have off spinner. You know, at that point, now India doesn't have a good off spinner. Ashwin used to be there. Now, after Ashwin went away after 2016, then he was not in the ODI team. It was really hard to find that spinner like Ashwin. Though in the last few matches, Ashwin played ODI, the limited overs, he gave away runs. So that's why he was taken out. But when he used to play in his form at that point of time, such bowler, he used to not give away too many runs, he just take the wicket. So we need that kind of spinner. I feel Kuldeep Yadav is a bit different from the spinners that have played for India. Though he has taken so many wickets. He has taken about 105 wickets in just 64 matches. So Kuldeep Yadav, when he's in his form, I feel he is the best because he has already taken two hat-tricks also in his career in ODIs. So I feel England spinners, we just cannot take on that easily because their lengths and their things are, I feel, really different. So I feel it's really tough to take them on, but I feel we can take on Moeen Ali more than Adil Rashid because Moeen Ali, I feel, is a little bit easier bowler than Adil Rashid. So I feel we have to take on Moeen Ali before Adil Rashid. That should be our approach.
Yeah, well, so now I would like to talk about Kuldeep Yadav on this show because, you know, this man, he was extraordinary when he came into the team. A lot of wickets, as you said, 105 wickets in, I don't know how many matches, 60 matches or whatever you said, but he's an excellent bowler. His spins, lengths and were all good when he came in. And then he had a couple of bad seasons at the IPL. And then he was also selected for the World Cup 2019. And then in the squad, he was there. He played some matches. But after that, I don't know what happened. He lost his form. He didn't get a chance to play. Sometimes he got into the squad, but never got consistently into the team. And now when he gets in, you know, he's not able to break that chain of his form. He needs to come back in form, I would say, because he was the number one T20 bowler in 2018. So, you know, such a bowler like him, you know, becoming so dull, I'm feeling very sad for that. What do you feel, Maitreya, about Kuldeep Yadav?
Yeah, I feel he's a really bright bowler because he has a really so much of future and he's really young. So if you look at from that point of view, I feel he's really great. Just that after having that bad IPL, I feel he's not able to come out of that form and have a good form. So I feel he has to really work on and somehow get back that form because once he gets back to form, I feel it's really difficult to stop him again because once he gets back to form, I feel he'll go on taking wickets and I feel his form is the greatest I have ever seen. So I feel if he really comes back, I feel it will be a great thing for India because I feel after they took him out of the, after he didn't play for so many matches, I feel coming back and someone has to give him the confidence here because I feel they have given him the overs when the batsmen are really hitting hard on the bowlers. I feel he was given those kind of overs and to those batsmen. So I feel in a test match also, he was given very less overs that match. So I feel he has to be backed up more. Like how KL Rahul was backed up, I feel he should be backed up that way,
yeah,
a bit more, so that he also has a confidence there. And then he performs well. I feel that's the thing. Just it's a confidence issue, but he really has a talent and he can prove it also. So just that he really needs to come back to form, and then no one can stop him. So he has to really work on that. But otherwise, I feel he's really good bowler.
Yeah. So now we'll move on to preview the third one-day international, and India will surely look to have a comeback. Surely they want a series win. So what I think India needs to change is their one-day international strategy. So now in the recent years, 330 is not a very good score on batting pitches like this. And the times have changed with the coming of T20, I would say, because if India can hit 200 in a 220-over game, 380 is easy in a one-day game. So I think what I would like them to do is actually get that steady start, how they got. I don't feel anything bad about that. Get a very good start, play steadily. And when spinners come in, I would say when Moeen Ali and those type of bowlers come in, you know, the 31 to 40 overs, I want them to accelerate a bit. I want them to go at a run rate of 8+. And actually, I think they should play Pant at 4. And bring KL Rahul at 5, because when we put KL Rahul at a little bit late, KL Rahul plays a responsible innings and he plays attacking. Now we have seen in the first one-day international match, we needed crucial runs and he could do it. He played an attacking innings. So Rishabh Pant is always attacking. So if we put him at 4, it will also boost his confidence, and you know, it could he could score that crucial runs for India. And then KL Rahul at 5, he has a decent strike rate. He has a very good strike rate. So if KL Rahul is brought to at 5, I think I don't know whether they will do this change, but what I would like them to do is this. And then I think they need to bring in Yuzvendra Chahal instead of Kuldeep Yadav. I think they have given enough chances to Kuldeep Yadav, but I would like to see Kuldeep Yadav come back in this IPL. I want badly to see him again in this T20 World Cup, or, you know, to play international cricket, because he's a bright bowler. But as of now, I don't think they will take in Kuldeep Yadav. They will take Yuzvendra Chahal, or as you said, beginning of this show, they could also take want a likewise bowler. They could also go with a seamer, Natarajan, but most probably, they'll go with Chahal. And then I would say Hardik Pandya, you should bowl at least 5 overs. If you see, Indian bowl a single over here. So I think you can go with 5 bowlers in one day game. Anything you would like to do with 5 bowlers, I don't think it will work out. So I think Hardik Pandya needs to bowl that 3 to 4 overs and give that a little bit of cover up for India. And then, I think this is what India needs to learn from this game. And what India should aim is to get 380 plus, because Virat Kohli said in the post-match conference that India would like to play a game. So I mean, it's like, I think India needs to get to 380 plus, because times have changed. And you see, we lost versus New Zealand, the one-day international series. We lost versus Australia, the one-day international series, and we are midway of this England series. And what we can understand is, looking at the series, is that 330 or 300 won't be sufficient. Times have changed. In 2015, 330, yeah, very good score. But with the coming of T20 leagues and all those kind of players coming in, Bairstow, and you know, the T20 attacking batsmen, one day international cricket looks, you know, it looks attacking. England have scored a lot of 400 plus scores, 481 also they have scored. So I think they always play attacking, and I think India should implement that in this next game. That's what I think. So what do you like to add on this, Maitreya?
Yeah, so as you said, those are really the points India should look into, because I felt England now has learned that if they start early also, they learn how to keep the wickets, and the next batsman that's coming is able to continue and accelerate the score in the same way. So that should be the India, because in Indians, when they start, they take time and start. You know, here I feel the England people playing with England has made ODI play like a T20. We can't just take time to start, and we have to start from the beginning. So with this approach, I feel India should really hit a big score. So as you have said, a big score is really important, and all the players have to play with a more better strike rate, and that's what the approach should be. So I have no more points to add, since you have added almost every point there.
Yeah, well, do you see any changes in England's side?
I feel England is good to go, because now they have got the best 11, and their bowlers also are really good bowlers. So I feel they're good to go. Just that Tom Curran was hit by Rishabh Pant, as you said, but otherwise he's really bowled well. So I feel they can go with the same squad.
And the prediction. I have said that India will whitewash England in this one international series. So I have lost, I would say, because now even if India wins the second game, it's going to be 2-1. And if India wins this the next game, you win the prediction. Your prediction will come right. So I have lost at my prediction. And yeah, Maitreya, congratulations. But still one match to come. And if England wins, even you lose. So. Yeah. And this will bring you to the end of today's episode. Thank you, listeners, for listening to this show. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and also subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening this. And if you're listening this on Podchaser or iTunes, please don't forget to leave us a rating and a review, because it will help us a lot. Thank you.